we should be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah has given us this opportunity, that from the whole day, if we look at the whole day, there are some moments, some time, such time and moments He has given us, such an opportunity He has given us, in which we sit down and we remember Allah and we do the dhikr of Allah. This is a big, big ni'mah, gift, reward, opportunity, ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has given to us. We don't know, and despite that Allah ta'ala has given to us. Even though we don't know what we are attaining, what is the value of Allah ta'ala's dhikr? What is the value of His remembrance? We don't understand this. Allah ta'ala in the Qur'an Hakim has mentioned with regards to this in the Qur'an Hakim, وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا, that my ibadat, the worship actions, and those people who remember me. And Allah ta'ala said that it's unfortunate that there are very few people who do this ibadah. Imagine this, there's such a big world Allah ta'ala has created, and there are many individuals in the world, many people in the world, and Allah ta'ala is presenting a complaint that there are millions and millions and millions of people, men and women, folk, and all of these people, there are very few from amongst them, illa qalila. So Allah ta'ala is not in need of our dhikr. That why is Allah ta'ala then saying that it's unfortunate that this is the case, there are very few people? We will realize this at that time, that verily there are less people. And when will we realize? On the Day of Judgment. That there was such a big loss by not doing the dhikr of Allah, by not remembering Allah, and how much benefit there was if we did do it. On the Day of Judgment, there's the meaning of a hadith which states that on the Day of Judgment, the people who did the dhikr of Allah, who were the dhakirin, who are the dhakirin, they will be protected. They will be protected from the regret. Now we don't know what is regret or remorse. We don't understand what is this feeling. And this will be an azab on that day. A massive regret, a massive punishment. Yeah, to regret something, to say, oh, if only I'd done this, oh, if only, for example, an opportunity is given and a person doesn't implement something. For example, you have a shop, a very big shop, and the shop, it progresses and it's running nicely and it's got good transactions. You had a chance to buy it and you wasted the opportunity, you had the money, you had the opportunity, and afterwards you find out that this was a very valuable shop and you run back. But it's sold by then, somebody else has got it. So then you have remorse at that time, isn't it? And regret. Or you like a watch, for example, very precious watch. You go and see it, you look at it, you like it. You like the watch. I give an example of the world. Oh, I want to buy this watch. And then when you go, and when you come back, you realize that before you went to buy it, to pay for it, you came home to get the money and went back and it sold before you got back. What a regret there is. But what about the regret when the world will be finished, this dunya will be finished, and everybody will be gathered on the Day of Judgment, and everybody's deeds will be presented, mine and yours. And you know when something's printed, like the paper is published, the amal will come out like that. Published, printed, from the young age to the middle age, to the youth, to the middle age, to the old age, everything that was said or done. And this time will come, and then the deeds will become apparent, obvious. Allahu Akbar. And people will be there, and Allah Ta'ala will be looking at all of the deeds of mankind. And then there will be a line that will be highlighted. For who? For which people? And those people will be very few in number. And that action that will be highlighted, Allah Ta'ala will say that, raise this so that everybody can see who these people are. And what will be the highlight? What will be visible? That all of those moments in the life when a person will have passed the time, in the whole life, 70, 80 years, the deeds will be there, visible. And only that deed or those times will be highlighted close in the eyes of our Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the person did dhikr of Allah, and this is called hasrat, the regret. So at that time, we will realize, people will realize that, what did I do? 70 years, 80 years, and then we'll realize Allah Ta'ala's complaint, وَلَا يَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Did I not say, Allah will say that very few people remember me. They're not even visible. Today you feel yourself this point, that what a great deed for which Allah Ta'ala has exhorted us. For no other deed or worship action has Allah used these words. For no other deed. And today, mashaAllah, we have the masjid, the house of Allah. We have dars and tabliq and bayans and darul ulooms. And let's look here, that from all of these places, and how many places you hear about the dhikr of Allah? Tell me. From which place? Where's the targhib? Where's the motivation? Rather, when a person's moving, or if you go to a member, or if you hear about dhikr, a person suddenly gets surprised. Alhamdulillah. Surprised. That such a unique action. Am I wrong or am I right? You are listening. You also listen to bayans. You go to majalis and gatherings and ulama and scholars and personalities who come and talk and speak and distribute. But maybe somebody will sit even for 10 minutes, speak about the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah. Maybe tell us 3 hadith about the dhikr of Allah. Is there anybody? No. Very seldom will we find this. Seldom. So how important an action it is, and shaitan has suppressed it. When you cannot even hear anyone speaking about dhikr, then how many people are you going to find doing dhikr? How many people you find were promoting dhikr? And the loss, this will be the loss, it is stated in the hadith, subhanallah, that all of the things, the deeds a person will have performed and committed, implemented, the hadith, the meaning of the hadith I will explain, is that that time, that gathering, that majlis, that company, because this is the whole life hinges on this. There's a gathering in our life, we're sitting, standing, walking, meeting, discussing. This is what happens. Okay, there's this majlis today, there's this gathering today. So Allah Ta'ala, what is the standard that Allah Ta'ala will explain to us? That every gathering, that every second, that every moment or time or second, what will that be? It will be regret and loss, and it will be the means to loss in which there is no dhikr of Allah. So tell me, that are we prepared for this for the akhirah? Are we will see everything on that day, the deeds, and we will see dunya and world in our deeds, that wherever for 5 minutes somebody spends in the dhikr of Allah in this world, it will be highlighted. Allah Ta'ala will say that bring out his results. Bring out this highlighted person. And due to that one line that's highlighted in all the text of the deeds that we've done, that person will be forgiven. Allah Ta'ala will say that this person has succeeded. So that's why Allah Ta'ala has said that there are so few people. Then if Allah Ta'ala is saying there are few people, then verily there are very few people who do the dhikr of Allah and who remember Allah. Tell me. So this is not the case that Allah says, Qaleel, there are people who do dhikr. There are people who are remembering Allah. It's not the case that there aren't. And the person who reads Quran correctly, who reads Hadith correctly, and those who have total yaqeen and certainty that Qiyamah will come, Day of Judgment will come, accounting will take place, and there on the Day of Judgment, those deeds will pass and be acceptable that Allah Ta'ala likes, and we know that we have the yaqeen that which deed that Allah Ta'ala hold beloved more. These are Hadith, I'm telling you. These are Hadith, Quran, Hadith, nothing else we're discussing, is it? So this is what we're discussing, isn't it? So we see that they will know, those people who understand that our life, the success will hinge on what? Dhikr Allah, subhanallah. And there are very few people who understand this, that this is the great and the powerful action that will give success in the hereafter. There was a pious elder, Hazrat Badawi, rahmatullahi alayh, and he, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, half an hour, 30 minutes, 45 minutes, 1 hour, whole night. He didn't do this maraqabah. You know, I'm talking about maraqabah, dhikr. He didn't do this. His dhikr used to be like for days, not for short spans. On days, we talk in terms of days. In other words, he sat today, and after some days, his maraqabah would finish. Not like maraqabah we do, for a few minutes, then he'd raise his hands to dua. And somebody would say, subhanAllah, once dhuhr salah, he would get up, pray Dhuhr Salah, he'd have wudu, then he'd sit down and do dhikr. And after some days, he'd say, okay, my muraqabah's finished, let's do dua now. So yes, he'd stop the muraqabah for salah and for the compulsory things, and then he'd continue in his dhikr. And after some days, he would stop and do dua. Because he understood that not 1 second, and the 80 years we've been given, they're so precious that every second and breath, we will realize on that day how precious it was that we have wasted it. In waste of time, talk, and we can speak for hours. Fuzul, waste of time. Sit with people, company, have a chat, gossip. 1:30 a.m. look at each other's face. Oh, how are you? Yes, and how are you? And tell me what happened here and what happened there. And take a few people together. And such waste of time we think our life is. The hal is this, that all the life will pass and nothing will be left behind. Nothing. And how a person wastes. We think that the whole record is being made. We think it's nothing's happening, but the whole record is made. Tick, 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 is published every second. And all the lines will be blank. There'll be no deeds. No deeds. And if somebody by mistake stumbled in a gathering majlis of dhikr and did dhikr for 5 or 10 minutes, then those lines of the text of his deeds will be highlighted. Highlighted bright. So it's not for no reason that the walis of Allah say, come and do dhikr of Allah. Come and do dhikr of Allah. Because dhikr of Allah is very valuable. Very valuable indeed. So this, my brothers, the pious elders have explained the methodology to us. There's another great sheikh in Pakistan, Naqshbandi sheikh, teacher, and he had a unique style. Like we do maraqaba after Isha and we sit down. So he would say after maraqaba that this dua I'm going to do according to my desire when I finish maraqaba. When I finish, if you want to sit, sit. If you want to go, go. So some people thought, okay, let's sit. These two people have gone. So at least they've come for dhikr. So he said, okay. We saw that if a new person sat down, maraqabah, dhikr was taking place. Obviously, there will be dua afterwards. Waiting for dua. The person who wants to wait for dua after maraqabah, after dhikr. And he would start dhikr. Then when did the maraqabah happen after Isha? Tahajjud time was dua. Tahajjud time. So they'd start after Isha. And they'd continue until tahajjud, maraqabah. Remembering Allah. And then the dua would take place after that. So imagine how their days passed. It wasn't they didn't have a wife or children or eating or drinking or dunya or world or transactions. Of course they did. But when a person does a long maraqabah, we think 5 minutes, 2 minutes, that's enough. And I'm not talking about majlis. Yes, that the best dhikr is your asbaq, your lessons to do individually. Those people who come to learn dhikr, okay? And I'm asking you 4 sheets, isn't it? 4. On the day of judgment, we'll give afterwards. I say, come and show me now. So what did you do in the day today? What did you do? So give the example that I went to work, then I had this meeting, then this money came, then I had to go here to this transaction. And I sat in dhikr in the morning, 10 minutes, 30 minutes. That's it, isn't it? That's our sheet, isn't it, of the day. That's a whole day. So a little bit of time we have for dhikr. Those people who are famous who do dhikr in the world, the dhakirin, that's our faces are like that. Oh, these are the dhakirin, they do dhikr. Always they're doing dhikr. And today, if I ask you your sheet, your charge sheet for today, and the person who's a dhakirin, all we put down is this much of dhikr, what should our standard be? That from morning till evening, we shouldn't be lazy 1 minute from the dhikr of Allah. That's when we're successful. So we think that this will understand that this person has understood what is the dhikr of Allah. And he's learnt and he's now the dhakir. The proper dhakir who's remembered Allah. So maraqaba, the remembrance of Allah, is such a great action in the silsila Naqshbandiya. In the series of the Naqshbandi teachers who teach dhikr of Allah. And maraqaba, the silent dhikr, is what will give success. If you don't do maraqaba, silent dhikr in the heart, then there's no success. These kalimat we recite during our majlis. This is for ithali thawab and to gain a bit of reward and send them reward. And we do 10-15 minutes maraqaba. But the dhikr you're given individually, your asbaq, your lessons, these should be hours a person should be consumed. When you're free, there's nothing to do, then don't look for something else to do. Close your eyes, bow your head, and do dhikr in the heart. Maraqaba. Whose benefit is this? Who will this benefit? Us. Why? Because what will happen that? That with this maraqaba, what will happen? Remember, that a person who does maraqaba, this will take the love of dunya out of the heart. The dhikr of the heart will take dunya out of the heart. So, in the Naqshbandi teaching, the Naqshbandi order and series of teaching. Why do we do maraqabah, dhikr in the heart? So that Allah Ta'ala's love can come into the heart and the love of the dunya can be extracted from the heart. Because the love of dunya has overwhelmed us. So we need Allah Ta'ala's love to come into our heart. That's when a person then becomes kathiran dhakir. Kathiran kathira. Because Allah Ta'ala says that remember me kathiran kathira, in abundance, in high quantity. So this is high quantity. That not for a second should a person be lazy or negligent from remembering Allah. His heart, his mind, his body should not be distracted for a second away from our Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is not a minor thing. This is the main thing. Hours, 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 people do maraqabah, do dhikr of the heart. When you do maraqabah, remember Allah, 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 Allah. You keep doing dhikr of Allah, 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, and you take out hours and add it all up. How much maraqabah have I done? How much have I remembered Allah? How much did I do maraqabah of dunya? How much did I remember dunya? And how much do I remember Allah? Because there are two maraqabah, isn't it? One is the dunya maraqabah, remembering dunya, or running after dunya, and the other one is maraqabah of Allah, running after Allah, remembering Allah. So what is dunya? The hadith tells us. Allah Ta'ala will say, illa qaleela. Never has Allah Ta'ala said that when people come to me, I will say to them, mashallah, oh, how sad that you only brought a little bit of dunya to me. You only worked a little bit in the dunya. At least 5 factories you should have constructed. I give you so much life. Or at least show me a hadith that says this. Or show me one verse of the Quran in which it is stated that Allah will regret or feel sad that we didn't earn the money in the world. All our life we spent time, 70, 80 years, our energy in this world. So Allah Ta'ala, would He not ask us one question? But what did you do? You just came empty-handed? 80 years of life, at least some factories you could have constructed, isn't it? Or, you know, at least you could have saved some money in a bank and had a bank balance and showed this to me. Is Allah Ta'ala ever say this in the Quran? Is any verse of the Quran tells it? Will Allah ask this? No. Allah rather will say that I'm sad that you, the life I gave to you, you didn't utilize it for my remembrance. You didn't do dhikr, foolish person. Why didn't you utilize the time properly? So this is the sadness. So my brothers, this, the remembrance of Allah, we should be regular in this, in abundance, because everything, you get a result positive when you struggle and make effort and work hard. The person who does the dhikr of Allah, when he gets bay'ah with a sheikh, and he has the teacher, the connection, then he should not be reminded. He should understand his maqsad, his objective. Why am I taking bay'ah? Why am I doing bay'ah with this sheikh? Why have I got a connection with this teacher? Why am I on this path? Where am I going? My objective of life should have changed. What should be the change in my life? My thinking, my approach. Everything should be different now. Everything. It's apparent that we do this. That's why when we do this, a person thinks that if a student is studying pharmacy, and when he joins the institute, becomes an undergraduate, and then he graduates and joins a pharmacy, then he works, his style will change. So his thinking will change. He'll know that from the theory he needs to translate into physical. What time I have to work? How do I give the medicines and the work? Whatever you do, you have to change your way of thinking to deliver the results in your work. So in the same way we are living our life, we were living a life before, but once we realize what is deen, and hereafter we understand the purpose of life, the objective of Allah Ta'ala said, I created you for my remembrance, my dhikr, and there's no other maqsad of life. Then my thinking, lifestyle, framework, business, everything, my approach should change, the style should change. If the style is the same, running after dunya the same, and we're doing dhikr of Allah, then there's a clash and contamination. There's a meaning of hadith. Rather, it's a verse of the Quran that's not coming to my mind at this moment. Allah Ta'ala says, they're not from here, from the left or from the right. They're not this side. The person who doesn't do dhikr, Allah Ta'ala says, they're not members of the world or of the akhirah. They're in between and they're trapped like empty boxes. So for those people, Allah Ta'ala said, that do dhikr. Those people who don't change their lifestyle, their mindset, their ideology, their approach, their mental approach, Allah tells us this, they're empty boxes. They thought that they were implementing deen and that they'd improve their life for the better. But Allah Ta'ala says they're hollow, empty boxes and they've wasted their time. They're not remembering me. So my brothers, this is the reality of life. We need to think about this, ponder over this, analyze this, delve into this. Allah has given us life. He has showered us with the blessings of His dhikr. Don't just keep it restricted to morning and evening. In the 15, 20 minutes we do maraqabah in the morning, evening. This is nothing. This is nothing, just a taster. And this is the report we will give to Allah from our whole life. That Allah, this is what I've brought for you. Is that it? Allah Ta'ala says, أَلَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ. Is this not what Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran? Standing, sitting, lying down, walking, whatever posture you're in, Allah Ta'ala says, I want to see you in my dhikr, in my remembrance. Is there any moment, any time that Allah Ta'ala has left where He's not seeing us doing his dhikr? He doesn't want to see us do His dhikr? There's nothing. So this is that. How much dhikr have I done? How much time do I allot and plan and assign to dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah? Very minimum. Oh, I think to myself, okay, I'll read astaghfar, or say these few kalimat, astaghfar, durood sharif, and subhanallah, and then I'm very happy, I've done 100 tasbih of subhanallah, 100 alhamdulillah, and 1 astaghfar tasbih with 100 beads, and I say, that's it, I'm a very big dhakir. This is not the correct. This is not the basis of success. This is like children playing with the toys. This is just the starter, a kindergarten. Yeah, fun. Somebody does 100 times subhanallah, 100 times astaghfirullah, 100 times la ilaha illallah, mashallah. Oh, I do dhikr morning and evening. I've become a very big dhakir. And I think that I've achieved the peaks and heights. So one tasbih astaghfar, one tasbih durushif, one tasbih subhanallah. I say, this is the thawab, Allahu Akbar. Brothers, look at the words of the Quran. Look at what Allah Ta'ala has told us, and what is our basis? This is, as I said, it's like playing in the nursery. Playtime. That this is not enough, is it? Astaghfar, 100 subhanallah, 100 la ilaha illallah, and we think, mashallah, I do a little bit in the morning, and I do a little bit in the evening, and I've done a lot of dhikr. This is nothing that should be in comparison to where Allah Ta'ala has given us that message. Alladheena yadhkuroona Allaha qiyaman wa qu'udan wa ala junubihim. Look at our 100 tasbihs. 200 or 300 in the morning, 200 or 300 in the evening. O servants of Allah, Allah Ta'ala says, every second you should be paying attention to me. Every breath of yours, Allah Ta'ala says, I will count every breath. Every breath of yours, I will look at you. Look at those lucky people, subhanallah, that when their deeds, the envelope will be open, it will be glowing and sparkling with the dhikr of Allah. What great people they will be. And what will be their maqam, their status. My Hazrat Rahimahullah Ta'ala, I saw that his tongue, mashallah, was moist with the dhikr of Allah. Moist and active. Never did I see my Shaykh in my life. How many years I stayed in his company? I'm telling you the honest, genuine truth. Not a second, a moment did I see my Shaykh negligent or away from the dhikr of Allah. Not a second, not a moment. And morning and evening I would be with him. Not a second did I see he was lazy or away from Allah Ta'ala's remembrance. Not one second. And never speaking with people, wasting time. What a great Shaykh and Peer, teacher, great personality, great human being, ulama, scholars, muftiyan, people coming from far and wide. And he would keep and maintain silence and keep on doing maraqaba. Not waste his time talking. Somebody will ask a masala, he'd say, I don't know. I don't know the answer. What a beautiful point. Somebody came, Chaudhry Sahib. Oh, please tell me, how do I do this? You know, people who come, they want to pull somebody's leg. Oh, salah, this masala. Hazrat say, I'm not an alim, I don't know. Subhanallah, maraqba, doing dhikr. Continue. And the person sitting there, Hazrat Sahib, would say, do what you should be doing. Either talk about dhikr, that totally I saw the gathering like this. Majlis would be there, gathering from morning till evening. People would come, and everyone's in maraqba. So like people have come, sat down, maraqba, you do your dhikr, your maraqba, half an hour, 45 minutes, and that's it. Then sunrise would come, Hazrat would leave with silence. No one would ask for anything, not ask anyone for anything. On time, salah time, Hazrat would come and sit, and after salah, maraqba, and not speak to people, not waste time in futile discussion. Yes, if somebody's come, somebody has an issue, please give a taweez. Or Hazrat Sahib would deep breath, and not give the masjid, go, make it, come back, give to the person. Do dhikr of Allah. So we do this, fine, do it, but give your heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obviously, you have to work in the world. This is not impossible, it's not difficult, that when there are long maraqba, and Allah's remembrance comes into your heart, then this will not be difficult that you will work and you can't remember Allah. No. You can work, you can be in the dunya, and you will remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's very possible. So your hand, your body physically is in the world, but your heart is assigned to Allah. So your hand, your body is working and busy functioning in the world, but your heart is functioning and connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shouldn't be a ghafil, shouldn't be lazy, but not this, oh, I did a few minutes in the morning, I did a few in the evening, and that's all I could do. And then, even then I think, oh, I'm doing dhikr for thawab, for reward. I did this much in the morning, this much in the evening, I want this much thawab. No, this is something else. That we are, you are the dhakir, your standard should be different, a higher standard. That what you would earn, so much thawab, you want to count? Is this like a shop where you're going to buy thawab and asking from Allah for the sake of Allah, for Allah's love, that Allah Ta'ala has given his hukam, The pious elders in Islam have stated that يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ أَمَنُوا اذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا. This is a hukum, order. Do dhikr and do it in abundance. And if Allah has given order for something, then it's lazim. You have to do it, isn't it? The ulama, the scholars will explain that what kind of hukum Allah Ta'ala has given in this verse, that do my dhikr. Allah is instructing. This is a hukum. This is an order. This is a hukum that Allah Ta'ala has given to us. How can we run away from dhikr? How can we say that we don't need to do it? Or I don't want to do it? How? So, this is the situation. Rewards are there and they will come. They will be assigned and allocated, and Allah Ta'ala will give and distribute the reward, the thawab. Nobody will be left empty-handed. Everybody will earn. Anyway, we should think. We should plan our life properly, productively, that we may have wasted time. And now every second, every moment, I should be remembering Allah. And I will give you nasiha that do a lot of maraqabah. I advise you, do a lot of maraqabah, as much as you can. The longer maraqabah, 2-3 hours, you sit down, close your eyes, sit down, and concentrate on your heart to remember Allah. Allah, 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 Allah. Even if you feel sleepy, tired, and then when you're free, sit down. It doesn't matter how sleepy you are or tired, don't worry. Keep trying hard, make an effort. Don't look at the time or the clock. Keep on doing dhikr, Allah, Allah, Allah. And do maraqabah. Remember Allah in the heart. And if you remember this point, I'm going to say that the dhikr we do in the gathering, this is a gathering of dhikr, so people can understand. We recite the kalimat. Many people, they don't understand. And if suddenly I start maraqabah for the new people who don't understand how to do dhikr in the heart, they say, what are you doing, closing the eyes or dimming lights? But if they haven't learned dhikr yet, they don't know what is maraqabah because they haven't learned it before, haven't been taught it. So they start doing the loud dhikr. We think that when we recite these kalimat, this is the dhikr I'm referring to. This is not the true essence of dhikr. I do this mostly. Many pious elders used to do this. They didn't do this. I do this more, but this is the environment to teach dhikr, that I have presented these kalimat in this way that I recite loudly. Otherwise, in the Naqshbandi series, the order, if I do proper Naqshbandi dhikr, I will come. You know what will happen? I will come, and after coming, I will sit down, and after sitting down, I will take my blanket out, sheet, and put it over my head and do dhikr 1 or 2 hours, then do dua and go. This is the dhikr, asal. Asal. This is the dhikr of the Naqshbandi chain of teachers. This is the genuine dhikr, the dhikr of the heart. And I've done like this, we've done this. This is what we learned from Hazrat Sahib, that the silsila, our silsila dhikr is maraqabat, dhikr in the heart. If somebody comes from Pakistan or Dera Ghazi Khan, somebody from the Khan Khan will say, Hazrat, that mashallah, this is some other dhikr that you're doing. So for this point, because they understand, they realize that this is done for this purpose, that people don't know what is dhikr. They don't understand how to do dhikr. And because if I start doing maraqabah, people say, what's the benefit of this? I can't understand. There are 500 people are listening at the moment. So we'll recite the kalamat, the verses, and there are effects and positive, and dhikr of Allah is great. And this is jahir dhikr, loud dhikr, and it has its own feeling and emotion, and result affects the heart straight away, jahir dhikr. At that time, and a person enjoys that and feels satisfaction, so it has its effect. But the high stage, high grade dhikr, the power, we need maraqabat, remembering Allah Ta'ala in the heart. Maraqabat we need, remembering Allah in the heart silently, so that when we're free from this majlis, when we're in the world, in our homes, wherever we are, then we do maraqabat, because we don't have a link with these verses at that time. It's maraqabah we need to do, dhikr of the heart. Just like every Friday we do dhikr, isn't it? Do you not like it after dhikr? After Jummah we do dhikr, maraqabah. Those people who sit down, they'll understand what I'm saying. So this is the asal, genuine dhikr. And has it ever happened that you say, mashallah, here's a plate, and on the plate there's nice food and dishes and pilau, and I put a little bit of vegetables next to it. Nobody will be eating the vegetables. Everyone will eat the meat and the pilau, and they will be crying the vegetables. And the vegetable will say, why don't you like me? I'm tasty. Everyone's running to the roast and the meat, isn't it? So this is a situation that we have made maraqabah, the true essence of dhikr, like the vegetables, and we made the loud dhikr like the meat, the pilau rice. So the genuine proper dhikr we should be doing is maraqabah. Hours upon end, 2 hours, 3 hours, sit down, remember Allah in the heart, silently close your eyes and become detached from the world. And this wretched dunya will not come out of the heart from drama and playing games. The dunya will not come out. And otherwise, if dunya is not out of our heart, we'll be wretched and lost in this world and in the akhirah. Nothing will help us, I tell you, nothing. This path we've come to, you've started the journey, and you have the desire, and you have the want, then the lesson is that we need to look at the dunya with that angle point that it's wretched, it's a loss, it's stuck to our hearts. But when we do hours of maraqabah, dhikr in the heart, that how can I detach my love from the love of the world? Because it keeps increasing and increasing. And you'll have experience that when there's a flood, when the flood comes, then the water spreads. But subhanAllah, just like that same person who gets older, he has more desires. We think that desires are left until just the youth or middle-aged persons working hard, making money, making houses. But look at the older people. Their children are young and have been married. And the parents have more fikr. The father, who old man, I want to earn more than my son. What's the excuse? Oh, I'm doing it for the children, so that they can have something. Your children are grown up. You were grown up before. Why you earned then, so why can't your children earn now? So this is the tactic of the love of the dunya. And then when we die, then that sheet will be pulled out, and it will all be blank, white blank lines, running around from morning till evening, running around, shouting, making noise about dunya. The whole sheets, all of them will be blank. And where we sat down for 5 minutes or 10 minutes, we sat down for maraqabah or dhikr, maybe due to a nisbat or connection of a wali wala, and that will sparkle and glow on our book of deeds, and that's the reward we'll get. That's why I stated that the person who will regret the most, who did the least dhikr of Allah in the world, so least he will regret more. So the less dhikr done by a person, the more he will regret. More regret. Allah will say, oh, you wasted time. You cried in the world and you're crying here in the akhirah as well. There you cried and stopped crying in the world after some time. Now Allah says, now you'll be crying forever. And now the next world is about to come and you have nothing to show for, and you wasted your time. So should we do dhikr or not? Have we thought about this? Yes. So this will be the hal. This will be the hal, the condition. And this is not a small matter I'm speaking about. I'm telling you the verses of the Quran. وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Allah says, how sad, so unfortunate, that there are billions of people who've passed and who are living and will come. But Allah says, very, very few people remember me. Look how many masjids there must be now in Bolton. 25, 30? There must be 40. And if we look at them one by one, look, go to Jummah Salah in every masjid. Take turns. You know there's Jummah. Yeah, so take turns and go to read, pray Jummah, and after 25 weeks come to me and say that which masjid did you go to and hear the bayan or words about dhikr of Allah, that like I spend this hour total to tell you about dhikr. Tell me which masjid. Such a great deed, and no targheeb, no methodology from anywhere. Am I right or am I wrong? Okay, let's leave this. This masjid, I call you. There's such a big personality. Let's have the experience and say, please give us a speech. Come and give us a speech. So if you hear the speech, if he gives you targheeb like this about dhikr, but this is Quran. The whole Quran, Allah Ta'ala advises us about what? Dhikr. Why? Because shaitan said the time will come that in the hearts of the believers, I will detach them from the dhikr of Allah. So why should he do Allah, Allah? Why should, not that we don't accept. We do accept, but we don't have the importance, the emphasis. The emphasis. Hazrat Sheikh, Rahimahullah, my Sheikh. Hazrat Zakariya Sahib, Rahimahullah, our Sheikh. And in Africa, when he went on journey, he was ill and he stayed there. And he said this there, Rahmatullahi, such a great Shaykh, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Rahmatullahi, said that I am so sad. The most regret I have and sadness I have is that people have forgotten the dhikr of Allah. You should work hard on this. You should work hard on this. And he himself said this. Why? Because there are people like this, like the example I gave to you. So these words that we're discussing, it's not a speech, not a lecture, it's fard on me. Compulsory is my duty, because I have invited you to dhikr, I've called you for dhikr, and I've come to your masjid, to your locality to do dhikr. So learn the dhikr of the heart. Learn the dhikr of heart. Take the dhikr of heart. And when your heart moves and does dhikr, and you will see and meet a Naqshbandi Shaykh, he will prescribe the dhikr on your heart, and then your heart will start moving automatically. Then you need to struggle and make effort yourself. Not, oh, I go to the gathering of Hazrat Sheikh and that's enough for me morning and evening. Now, where's your own personal individual struggle and working on? And the rest of the day, what do you do? Thousands of futile actions will do. They have no link with Akhirah. Thousands, they have no maqsad. Thousands, tell me. Thousands of things we do all day long that have no link with the purpose of life and the objective of life. Thousands of actions we do or we say things that have no link with the success in this world or thereafter. We waste our time. Futile actions. What a lot of nonsense we commit and say. And Allah Ta'ala says total loss. Total loss. That there will be extreme hasrat, regret. There will be no greater regret on the day of judgment. There will be no greater loss and there will be no greater regret, Allah Ta'ala says. So Allah Ta'ala will say, look, now be gone with you. You wasted your time. What have you got to complain about? What kind of Naqshbandi were you? These masjid should be full. We should come and do dhikr of Allah in silence. Allah, Allah, Allah. Hours on end. We will see ourselves that how Allah Ta'ala's love will increase. And a person will come a dhakir. The rahmah will come. The fadl will come. The karam will come. The mercy of Allah will come. So should we do it or not, brothers? Okay, so from now, emphasize on maraqabah. And here you come here for dhikr, this majlis. This is a gift, a bonus. This majlis, majma, the gathering, those who are bayat and those who are not bayat, and those who don't know dhikr, they're all included here. But that class, that a person who's learned dhikr, who is bayat with the sheikh, the teacher, there are two things, lazim, compulsory on those people who are students with the teacher. That leave the sins, run away from the sins, totally, 100% from extreme runaway from the sins, and do dhikr as much as you can, and to utilize the time in maraqabah, not to waste of time, activities in the day. So do as much dhikr as you can, and not dhikr from the tongue, silent. Put the padlock on the tongue, close your eyes, focus on the heart. Allah, 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 Allah. That's it. That's it. SubhanAllah. Now people, they say, this is not dhikr. What is this? What kind of dhikr? We say, close your eyes and say Allah on the heart. Is that it? What else do I have to say? Don't I have to anything else you want me to do? Look, they say, just say Allah silently. We can't even do this. We can't even do this. That the dhikr of Allah. Please, is that it? Just tell me some tasbih or some recitation that I can do. Except this is the greatest dhikr. There's no dhikr after this. This is the greatest. So this is the situation. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. And may Allah Ta'ala save us in the akhirah. And this is the summary. That what is the verse, the poem. It's a Farsi Persian couplet. That a person, if he does tawbah in a young age, then he, mashallah, has achieved. He is achieved. If a person is young, youthful, exuberance, energy, and he starts dhikr from the young age, just like this child is sat here. Look at this young child. MashaAllah, and he's smiling as well. He's got the desire. The passion. He hasn't come just like this. Yeah, in his heart there's a passion. His father doesn't bring him. Yeah, these are people like this. So there are people who are born like this. Like the root is strong due to dhikr. And this is the miracle of the mother. That this person from the womb that he has come, that woman must be a dhakira. MashaAllah, you can't get children like this who just come by chance. If she's a dhakira, Allah Ta'ala creates from that earth such a beautiful plant that where the earth is strong, and those pieces of earth which are barren, then the dirty plants come out which are dirty and no use. So remember, the woman, the Quran states that she is like the fertile land. And Allah Ta'ala says that the fertile land gives off the good produce. So those pieces of land and soil that are barren and dry and there's a drought, then the children that come from there, they commit sins and are evil and they spread karafat in the world. But that earth which is clean and pure, then such beautiful plants come out from that earth. Beautiful. So Allah Ta'ala says, Al-Khabithun wal-Khabithat. Allah says, Wat-Tayyibin wa-Tayyibat. From evil comes evil, from impure comes impure, from pure comes pure. SubhanAllah. So you're doing things. I'm amazed. A child, and he's, mashallah, he's 1.5 years old, 2 years old, 3 years old. Aha, you'll be amazed. A 2-year-old child. What does the child say? You ask me, if I say, what do you want? You know what the child says? SubhanAllah. The child says, I want an imamah and a dhoti. Izar. And I won't go to school unless I wear this attire. He doesn't go to school. 2 years old child. Why? Because the generation, the blood, khalis, pure, the father and the mother, they do dhikr of Allah. Both the mother and the father. So this is not karamat. If this is not the miracle of dhikr, then what else is it? The child, 2 years old, saying, I won't go to school unless imamah's on my head and a white dhoti. I want white. This is not a drama. And this dunya, this world, this country I'm speaking about. And there, older people don't wear. SubhanAllah, the elder people in our generation and society, they don't wear. This is the point. So brothers, this is not the case that the dhikr does not show its true colors. Dhikr is great and they are karamata. Is this not the miracle that little children with the fadal wala, they are implementing the deen and they have the passion. So dhikr is not a waste of time. So when the effects of dhikr come and when the deeds will come, we'll have nothing to our name. We've done no dhikr. Look at today. Let's take the whole day today. If we do tawbah and from tomorrow we make the decision that after the faraid, after the compulsory deeds, we will fulfill the faraid, we will recite the Quran according to our habit, and the rest of the time we will do dhikr of Allah in the heart. No other tasbihat, nothing else. The biggest tasbih, everything is what? In recitation of the Quran, we will do for this reason as well. Think about this, that we will recite the Quran because we want to take the hakams, the orders. That is there anything I can do amal from the Quran and create fear and khawf in my heart? This is the purpose. That's why I said a person, if he reads one ruku, one portion of the Quran, you should read the Quran every day. Don't leave your day empty from the Quran. Remember this. Definitely you should be speaking and reading the Quran. Read the Quran and fulfill the faraid, the compulsory deeds, and the rest of the time spent in maraqabah, dhikr in the heart. Learn this, and I've come from far. And those who have not learned, learn the dhikr of Allah. What loss will you have? And how shall we do it? Ask me. I will explain. How do I do dhikr? I will explain to you how to do dhikr. And it doesn't take long to train the heart and then start your work. Your genuine work. And those people who are in the masjid, mashallah, those who go on jamaat and do tabligh, they have a lot of time. They go on jamaat. And after reading your kitab, you are free. You sit down, you speak a little bit. All day do maraqbah in the masjid. What noor will come into your life? Noor, think. Think. So much life we have wasted. So much we've wasted. And how much is left? Every day janazas are prayed. Today somebody died. Yesterday somebody died. People we know, they are dying, departing. We pray the janazah salah. And we should take the learning from their life. He's gone. This person's gone and I'm left. Yesterday this person was standing with me in the saf. Or somebody was standing with me on the road, on the path, on the pavement. And today I've not seen him. He's passed away. He's gone to the next world. And this is the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should take a learning from that person's death. He's departed and dhikr was important. And he didn't do dhikr. And this poor soul, he departed from the world without doing dhikr. Oh, I'm going to lose. Let me start my work myself. And this is something how we should think of the person when he sees death. You should think like this. So brothers, if we keep on running after the tricks and the traps of the dunya, then we're not going to earn anything. And nothing will be there visible as a deed for us in the hereafter. Allah will say the day of regret and loss and remorse we will get if we don't do dhikr of Allah. Recite Durood Sharif.